Radio 101 calls continuing. Just adding a little that, I mean, well, I learned to know some cults through the years, of course, since we were kind of in the business. But I would like to say that even looking back now, sitting outside of all the bubbles, I think that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, considering the what kind of people Prabhupada had around him to build it up and to manage it, and many of them still there actually doing that. I mean, wild hippies, a little bit too much on drugs sometimes, a little bit too much outside of the law sometimes. I mean, interesting characters, but very devoted to Prabhupada and Krishna, and somehow or other, it's still here, and I mean, in decent shape. And I would say that you don't have that kind of, I mean, there are, have been and still is, I dare saying. And if someone says, no, 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 nothing now, now we're perfect. That's exactly what we said back in the mid-80s as well. So a little bit more is required here to really convince people, I'm just saying. But again, my completely, as I try to be neutral here, a factual observation is that you found these crazy things happening in ISKCON here and there, but more on a kind of national level here and there. Some leader over there going out of the wall, doing crazy things, and now there's another one over there who's going off. He's on drugs now, or, you know, have to kick him out. Sorry. I mean, that has been going on. I mean, generally the greatest scandals are, you know, if a monk, sannyasi monk, decides to get married, has sex with a woman. That's the level of, but also, of course, the money and the power play and the psychopaths, the narcissists, and the those parasitic people who are here and there. And I would say for ISKCON, that can be, and I think it's being now solved by simply making sure that the leaders, those leadership positions, should be approved by and, how to say, appointed by, or at least accepted by the people who they are leaders of. If you're living in a temple or some kind of complex or social group with a leader, is he or she doing a good job or not? Are we satisfied or not? For that, and we used to have it in our temple when I was temple president in Gothenburg, Ishti Goshtis, we would sit down together, everyone. Again, the Swedish style of flat, everyone there on the floor. And what do you think? How are things? Are you happy or not? And what can we do about it together to fix it? That's the solution, I would say. And I would say we have it more and more here in Sweden. And I don't know about other countries, but I would say that probably in Scandinavia you find it. And maybe all over the world, I'm not sure. But so, in other words, the founder of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, I mean, he was serious and for real. And I mean, I would say a real sadhu, or honest, respectable, learned, although he was not a priest by profession, so to speak, he used to be a businessman, which meant he was, I mean, he amazingly well built this movement up and made it last even so many years later. That's quite a feat, because he did that in 12 years, starting with his being at the age of 70 or 71 or something. Do that. So, and he did not make any of these crazy pyramid schemes or this or that. If something appeared a little that way, I think it was more from his disciples who learned from the other ones. Because he was focusing on writing his books and giving interviews and being available and giving lectures and so on. So, therefore, I say that this documentary, that some devotees, ISKCON devotees here, Krishna devotees here in Sweden, reacted, of course, very negatively against. To me, I saw it as, well, that's what it's time for us to see now. Hey, so in that way, a blessing in disguise, I would say, these kind of commercially viable documentaries about scandalous cults that make good money are also serving that good purpose of dispelling the illusions. Here, look at this. This is what you have done, right? Okay. It's true. And then, again, reality prevails, truth prevails. Then one can continue to, in a more healthy way, do what actually is to be done.